Welcome to Sister Speak After Show, where we discuss various television shows and movies from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister J.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 35. Let's get started.
Okay.
Welcome, sister.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome, Sister J, to the After Show podcast.
Woo-hoo! Welcome.
Okay, it's my first time, y'all, yep. So be kind.
So,
you know we will.
For all of our After Show listeners, you know we have not had a podcast for about a year.
Damn.
That's so embarrassing.
No,
Look, we've done a lot of other podcasts. We just haven't had After Show.
We have. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So the last one was 11/22/63, which was great.
Y'all been busy.
So it's been busy. But we are back today, and we are going to be talking about Married at First Sight. We have all been watching.
I know.
Itching to talk about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say it's very, very rare for all four of us to like and watch a show.
I know. It's riveting, though.
We're on a roll right now.
I know.
It's a little addictive, though, because, when I was first approached with, let's do this, I thought, I don't want to watch that shit. I watched the first episode. I was hooked.
See?
Mm-hmm. I was hooked.
And yes, if we want to go back in history, I talked mucho shit on Sister LM when she was telling us about watching this about, 2 years ago?
Or okay, 2 seasons ago? Thank you. I remember.
No, I do.
I was going to bring that shit up.
Well, she wants to be on the show.
No, wait.
Not just watch the show.
No, Sister LM.
And we're like, LM would be good. Sister LM would be so good on this show.
I won't say
thank you. It's my dream.
Really,
seriously.
You would. You really would, because you would be no nonsense. Oh,
I have signed up already. I'm just waiting for them to come to my
city. Really? For really? Oh,
heck
good.
Yeah.
Man,
I sure did. First season.
I hope they pick you, though, because you would be so good.
What? You don't think I would be good?
We would be in your wedding.
Sister J, hold up.
Oh, yes.
The only thing, I would be one of those skeptical friends off to the side.
Gosh.
Because LM, we have talked about this before a couple of times.
Yeah.
Has particular set of tastes and things that she can't compromise
on. But that's what the counselors match you with. The matchers
They don't match everything.
Yeah, but that's why I need
Of course they can't match everything.
But my point is,
experts.
LM, you have to relax some of those questions and do deal breakers is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the experts are there.
Right.
And these experts, I think, match them pretty good, except for a few issues. A few issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it, y'all.
So who do we want to start with?
Oh, let's start with my favorites.
Oh.
If y'all
don't
mind.
You want to start with the favorites? Okay.
Yeah, I want to start with my favorites.
Okay.
Well, first, let's give the premise of the show for those people who have no idea.
Right, yeah, let's do that. That's what we usually
do. Okay, do that, y'all. Do that.
You go ahead, Sister LM.
So, yes.
Okay, so Married at First Sight is literally what the title is. There's a group of experts. There's like a pastor, a sex therapist, a couple matchmakers. They all get together, and through contestants, they are pretty much doing matchmaking. So they'll match you with your wife or husband.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally married at first sight, meaning you do not meet your spouse until you're at the altar. So you're going through all of this wedding prep and picking your dress and your tux and your wedding party, but you have no idea who you are marrying.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are qualified, I think it's like ages, I looked it up before, I can't remember the ages, but it's usually like mid-20s to, I think, 40.
Yeah, I think that's probably the cutoff.
25 for 30 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're marrying a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly the stranger is handpicked for you.
Right.
So every season there are three couples in the experiment.
Yep.
And they get to, it's a legal marriage, like it's binding. It's not any foo-foo fake shit. They're really married, and at the end of the experiment, they have to decide whether to stay married or get divorced.
And it's only like 6 weeks or 8 weeks, something like that.
Eight weeks. Total.
Before you have to decide whether you stay married or you get divorced.
Exactly. Yeah, so the stages are you have your wedding prep, then you have your wedding, your honeymoon, you have to move in together, figure out how, you know, your living situation and work situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Finances.
Yep, finances, all the nitty gritty in 8 weeks.
Oh my God.
And then they ask you if you want to stay married or you want to get divorced.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you want to get divorced, I'm assuming it's, you know, all legal and
it is.
Ooh, Lord.
So, okay. Sister Jay, what is?
Oh, wait, and the producers pick up the tab.
Yeah, they do.
They pay for everything.
Right. The weddings, everything.
So at least
honeymoon.
The couples are not out any money.
No, they're not.
I see. Okay.
Well, for me, okay. So far that I've watched,
and this is your first season watching.
My favorite are Ashley and Anthony. They're so cute. Aww.
I love these two.
They are so cute together. Yes. They are just adorable together. I love them.
They are
cute
too.
They are cute.
Yeah.
They're both Italian. She's a pretty little blonde girl with wonderful big white teeth. I love her teeth.
Yeah, she has some teeth.
Does she have the most beautiful smile, though?
She has the most contagious smile.
Like, I know it. Whenever she's smiling at him, I'm like grinning at the TV like, oh, she is really cute.
He has good teeth, too.
They're both very good looking.
Yeah.
I love Anthony, though. First of all, I like the fact that he's very affectionate and compassionate, but he's a no-nonsense person. You could tell that.
Yeah, he is.
He's ready to have a family, settle down, have a wife, have a family. And plus, I'm a sucker for a man who cooks.
I was just going to say. Yes.
Anthony cooks. Oh, my gosh.
Not hamburger helper type meal.
I know. Real Italian food. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'd marry Anthony. Yeah.
And he's a little pudgy, which I think is cute.
Oh, I think he's cute.
He's not pudgy. He's got little chipmunk cheeks.
Okay. Yeah.
But did you see him in his bathing suit? He didn't have any extra fat on him.
No. He's like a regular-sized man.
Yeah.
You know, regular man.
Regular-sized.
Yeah. So do you want to...
I just love that picture.
So wait, do you want to talk through their wedding and stuff? Because whenever this show starts, I've only watched it maybe two seasons now, though. I always want to just get to it. And the first, episode or two is all about the prep, talking about what they're looking for. They haven't seen each other yet, so it's just all single by themselves. And then I'm like, I just want to see what they look, you know, how they are going to act.
But you know their families, which is nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
You know where they're coming from.
The one thing I remember about him, Anthony, before they met and got married, is that he told one of the counselors that he had a dream and his wife's name was going to start with an A.
How amazing was that?
She was like,
and the counselor was like, oh, really? Oh, that's very interesting. Yep. And then she was like, her name's Ashley. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But didn't that make you have goose pimples on your arms?
Yes.
Right. But she couldn't tell him because he couldn't find out until they were actually at the altar.
But,
yeah.
But then, without even seeing this person that he was going to marry, they had to buy gifts for their spouse. Yes. And he bought a necklace with a letter A. Oh, my God. I was just too through. Yeah, I said,
when
you
got that necklace, I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. I love this guy.
I hope he was going to be like, I'm giving you this necklace because my name starts with an A.
No.
Other than that, it would have been a little creepy. Oh,
well, he could have taken it back and said, if it wasn't an A, that it's for me.
Right. But I
that
love
that showed
the
he was really trusting of the process. And like,
yes.
He just had a feeling about it. Yeah.
I like both of them because they have such strong family values that they get along with their families. They're close to their families. They love their families.
Well, okay, so
and they want a family.
And they're big families, too.
Yeah, they're big.
Italian families.
So I know on the latest episode that it seemed like she was more wanting a family faster than he was.
Let's go back to the wedding part first, if you're going to take the people. You know, they showed them talking to the counselors about what they want, what they, you know, what they're like and what they're wanting to mate. And the thing that impressed me the most about Anthony was the fact that he cooked, number one. But, you know, being a male person, that he didn't mind cooking. He cooked for his whole family all the time, and he really enjoyed it. I like that.
Okay, what else besides the cooking?
Well, what I liked about her was the fact that she runs a family bar. Yeah, that's right. What she does. Mm-hmm. She's a businesswoman. She knows what the books are, how the books say, what the books need to reflect. And I like that about her, too. I mean, she's not no nonsense. You know, she has a head on her shoulders, too. See?
That was
and
the one thing
she's 30, know. Right?
Yeah. Huh?
She's 30 her and age? He's 33.
Yeah. She's 30 and he's 33. Okay. So I really like their match, though. I think they...
Did they ever tell us what he does for a living? Because I don't remember.
Yeah. But
he's
but
in
I
business
forgot.
Of some sort.
Okay. Yeah. A
business manager
sort.
Or something.
Yeah.
And he's from Detroit, LM.
I know.
Yes.
Motor
I couldn't believe that. I just read that today.
Yes, he is. He's a cutie, though.
Yeah.
She need to keep him. I hope she keeps him.
I hope so.
But
he has to keep her, too.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so Sister K, are they your favorite couple, too?
I don't have a favorite. I like all of them, actually.
Okay.
I got a favorite.
I mean, I like all of them. Of some, of course, I have like more to say about. Mm-hmm. But
I think I can guess.
I like
I really admit I don't like one of them.
So are we going to switch
either,
around? Or are
we'll
we going
to get there?
Yeah.
These two are definitely my favorite, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, these two are also my favorite.
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay.
Three against one.
Yep.
No, I'm not saying I don't like. I really like.
No, she doesn't have favorites.
She doesn't have a favorite.
No, yeah. I don't like any over any of the other ones.
So shall we go through Ashley and Anthony's wedding first and stuff? Or shall we?
Much to say about the wedding except
But that was so cute when they finally met. And he was just so nervous and everything. And even his family was like, oh, dang, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She looked beautiful.
She did.
She looked beautiful.
Yeah.
I really, really, oh, man. And then when her father walked down the aisle,
The one thing I do like about before they get married is I like to see how the men interact with the families while they're standing there waiting. Because there have been some that will go and like meet the, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, sister, brother.
Yes.
And then some that just kind of stand there and look around.
Yeah.
He was one of the ones that walked around and was saying hi to everybody. Yeah. And
He was so friendly.
Yeah, he was saying, hi, I'm Anthony. And some of her relatives said, ooh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah. That is the way to do it.
Okay.
But didn't her niece or something, when he was waiting for her to come walk down the aisle and he was talking to her family, didn't her niece say something like, oh, is this Auntie Ashley? Like, she slipped up and said her name.
It was her sister.
She did.
No, it was her sister.
That's
her
right.
Sister says,
oh, mm-hmm. Aunt Ashley is going to da 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 da. Yep. And that's how he realized her name started with an A.
Did you see his face?
Yeah. I know.
I think he got freaked out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and she's like, oh, shit.
Yep.
The thing that freaked him, I think, was because of the dream. He thought, oh, my God, this is like fated. This is like what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
That's what I thought his face said.
Well, yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like them, though. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I do.
I really do.
And I like the fact they both like seem attracted to each other. They kissed each other. Some couples in the past, they didn't kiss on their, they got married.
But he told her, he said, oh, you are beautiful.
Yep.
And they're just both very smiley.
Right. And she wait a minute. When she first walked in there and got a good look at him, she was grinning. She was probably thinking, oh, shit, this boy is cute.
Oh, yeah. She liked what she saw.
She did.
She says it all the time, too.
I know. She does. You are so handsome, you know. I like them. I really like them.
Me too.
And their families, you know, after the actual wedding and everything, then they had the brunch with the families before they go on their honeymoons.
Yes.
Their families got along well, too, except sister going to be a problem. Now, I have a question for y'all, I have a question for y'all. Is the sister married?
Yeah.
Or is she single?
No, she's married because... Ashley always makes reference to her brother-in-law.
Okay.
And in the wedding prep episode, she was just saying, I really hope it's a guy that gets along with my family like my brother-in-law does.
Okay, because I was confused about her whole issue with how close she wanted Ashley to be now that she got a husband. If she got her own damn husband.
Exactly.
Well, apparently, I didn't understand that.
Well, they always, her sister and brother-in-law, because she was single, they would always invite her over to, you know, do things at their house or with the kids or whatever. So they're just used to her always being around. But her sister is like, but she's
her sister's a little too much.
She's
gonna back off.
I think it's a little too much because the whole point when she's telling me, oh no, you're gonna come live in our building, I'm thinking,
right?
What?
First of all, there's no need for that.
That was not the appropriate place for her to be saying that shit.
No.
I was disappointed in the sister because I thought, wait a minute. Maybe I'm misreading it because maybe she's single and, you know.
Right.
Did you see the dad? Did you see her dad go, she's married now, so no. She's not going to be coming over to your house every day.
Daddy took care of that, didn't he?
No, he didn't take care of nothing, but he mentioned it. Because you better believe she ain't going to let that go that quick.
Right.
No, she's not.
He's like, that's my crazy daughter. Don't mind her.
Maybe her husband's gone all the time or something. I don't know.
But the dad was really cute, though. And I really love. That's why I think I like Ashley so much. But I like some other ones, too. But those girls were so close to their dad.
Yes.
And she said she was a little bit afraid to tell her dad.
I know.
Not her mom, but her dad that, I'm on this Married at First Sight, you know.
That's how I would be.
In 2 weeks.
I know.
That's
I know.
How you would be, Elle Marie?
Oh, yeah. Daddy LM, I don't think he'd go for the idea.
Okay. He wants more traditional stuff going on.
Because he can't, do a full vetting process.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Sister LM, what are you going to do if they pick you for the next episode or something?
Well, he just got to get over it.
Thank
you. Okay.
You just have to talk to him. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
As soon as you tell him that they vet him for you, then you'll be all right. He'll be all right.
They do vet these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
But I think they made a good match with Ashley and Anthony.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we move on?
Well, I'd just like to say that, and I know somebody said this very quickly earlier, but she wants to have kids now.
I know.
She says, I want them yesterday.
I know.
And so they started talking about that a little bit this last episode, like on the last day of the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk. Can we talk through their honeymoon and stuff too?
Or sure. Oh yeah. Sure. We didn't.
Yeah.
So Ashley says when they get to the honeymoon, Anthony's so like, cute. "Ooh, we're gonna do canoeing. We're gonna do wakeboarding. We're gonna do all this stuff." And she's like, "What about sharks? Because I don't like sharks. And my idea of vacation is just sitting by the pool with a drink
and relaxing.
Yep."
And I was like, I'm kind of like with Ashley on that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Although I would go out and do some of that other stuff on the ocean. Because, I mean, when are you going to ever be in the Bahamas or whatever?
Well, but yeah. If I recall, though, the issue was because every third word was, my sister said sharks are out there.
Yes.
My sister said octopus are out there. My sister said blah, blah, blah. This danger is out there.
That would annoy me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, Ashley,
and so what Anthony was saying to the camera was, oh, you know what? We're going to have to squelch this sister stuff.
Exactly.
I'm with him.
I am too. But you know what? I really think this is just further proof about these experts. I think they already knew how Ashley's sister is.
Oh, yes.
Because remember that counselor sat down with him and said, look, if you have issues, you can't go running to your family or your friends.
He said that to them too, didn't he?
He didn't say it to anybody else.
Exactly.
He said it to them too.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't bring your family into any arguments you have, because the family going to hold on to that even if y'all get over it.
Yep.
Right. So don't bring them into your stuff. And Anthony just had a relationship, he said, where the girl did that. His friends got involved with it, and
that's what he said. That's right.
So he don't like all that
but
shit.
And they gave some bad advice.
Right.
Yeah.
But Ashley disclosed to him that she had a similar issue, but she had dated the guy or been with the guy for 5 whole years.
No, and that was the issue. The issue with him was he didn't want to have kids.
He didn't want no kids, but she had been with him for 5 years. Don't you think after year one you would have discussed having kids?
Shit, I know.
Whether you want it or not?
Not
5 fucking years later.
Well, I'm sure they did, but Sister J.
I know on the first date.
Oh, see,
Andy was a good bit older than her.
LM, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's too damn early.
That is what they call too soon.
This is what we talked about. The first The first date is supposed to be figuring out if you even like the motherfucker enough to go on a second date. If you have
any
chemistry.
That's why I need to ask those questions.
No, you don't need to know all that first. You need to know.
Not a first date.
Do you like them enough to go on a second date? And then on the second date, do y'all have chemistry to be romantic? And then if you do, then you go on the third date and you go from there. But not on no first date do you need to ask all them damn questions.
Well, first of all, let the old school Sister J tell you.
Okay.
Now,
oh boy.
On your first date, you have to decide when you first meet a person if you even like that being around that person. And you can tell about a person's, how they present themselves and stuff, whether you want to be around that person. Second date, that's when y'all talk about, what you like to do, maybe your exes and stuff. Maybe the third or fourth date or even the sixth date is when you discuss having some kids. You don't do that shit right away.
The fuck am I supposed to talk about on the first date?
You're supposed to talk about
yourself and ask them questions to get to know them.
Okay, hush, y'all. You're supposed to talk about LM. What you like, what you don't like, what you do in your spare time, what your hobbies are, what you, like and stuff. But what you're supposed to do is also ask your person, your partner, the person you're dating, well, what do you like? What do you do? What's your work? What do you do when you're not at work?
Yeah.
That'll tell you a whole
Just keep it chill.
Yeah. yeah, you just need to have fun. And yeah, then,
I'm working
but
on
the
it.
Main thing, but the main, wait a minute. The main thing it. You want to do on a first date is to find out if you are compatible with this person. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you like to be laid back and not do too much physical activity, then you don't want a person who wants to skydive every weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The basics.
The basics. Don't ask about their budget. Don't ask about their finances. Don't ask about their baby mamas. Don't ask about none of that
shit. Don't ask about their sperm count.
No.
No.
You just do light and fairy airy.
Keep it chill.
And then when you go on the second date, you can open up a little bit more and ask more about, okay, so what are your plans for the next 5 years?
Exactly.
Where do you see yourself going? Because then that at that point, you have either some chemistry or something to even accept a second date.
Right. And if right. you don't have no physical chemistry,
you don't
physical
do the second or third date.
Person, no. You don't do the third date. No.
Right. I don't even do the first. If I don't have a physical
yes, you do. If you have, if someone asks you out on a date and you accept and you go and you don't feel no physical attraction to the person.
Well, you can have physical attraction.
Then that's fine. Then you have to go ahead and be pleasant and an adult and finish out the date. And then you just don't.
Jay, the point is, yes, I agree with you. Having physical attraction when you first accept the date, yes. But you don't know if that's going to turn into real chemistry or not together. You can think somebody is fine all you want to from a look. Mm-hmm. But when you get to talking to them, that shit will fade real quick if they can't talk, string two words together, or nothing
but
else.
But if it fades during the first date, and you finish out the first date, and then you just want to go on a second date.
Yeah, exactly.
So why, okay, so why still go on a first date if I'm not attracted to the person?
No, I'm saying then yes.
Don't go.
I don't even let it go to a first date.
Right.
If
don't
I'm
go.
Not.
But you don't know if that attraction's going to hold. Is what I'm saying. You could be attracted, but you might not have chemistry once you get to talking to them. It's two different things.
But if you don't even have attraction to the person,
then you don't go on the date. Don't go on the date. Right.
Yeah. Don't accept the date. Or you can, if you view that person as a friend, like a work person or something, you could say, we can go do XYZ activity as friends. You know, you got friends, male or female. But as far as trying to date someone to find a partner, if you don't feel a physical attraction to a person
that asks you out, yeah,
don't go. Shit.
Yeah.
So, but the point is, you know, that's not a question for the first date.
And no, maybe, it's not. Don't do that, Alex.
I think Ashley was fine with when she was saying it. This was like the last day of their honeymoon or the third day of their honeymoon or whatever.
The last day.
And they're talking about, you know, what do you like? What do you do? They're trying to get to know each other. And he asked her, what is one of your biggest fears? And she said, not having children. Missing having children. Because he said, but you're 30. She's like, yeah, I know, but my sister had a lot of trouble. A friend of mine had a lot of trouble. It took them like 5 years to have kids.
Yeah.
So that's why she's got that feeling.
That fear. But like he explained, though, he wants children. She wants children. But like he said, okay, we just got married. Breathe.
Breathe.
Right. Breathe. Thank you.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's for a conversation later on. Hell, you've been married 8 fucking days.
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't feel like that was unreasonable, though. She wasn't saying it like, I got to have it today. He asked her, what's your fear? She told
him.
And he says, well, when are you thinking of having it? She's like, well, in your perfect world, what would be your ideal? She's like, well, within a year. She was telling him the truth. She didn't say, we can't have a discussion. We can't talk. He asked her a question. She did not just say, okay, now that we're together, we've had sex. Okay, let's boom, have a baby. She didn't do that.
Yeah. No.
I didn't see anything wrong with how she said it to him.
And she was honest.
And she was honest.
She wasn't hiding anything.
Wrong. I don't think she was wrong. And like she pointed out that in her family, evidently, some of the women have issues with, you know, getting pregnant. So,
said the same motherfucking thing.
Yeah. Anyway, I like their honeymoon experience, though,
except
that canoe. You know what, though? Hey, wait, I got to say this. when they went on that canoe trip, I was feeling for Ashley. I would have been the same way. Wait a minute, is that a fucking shark over there? Come on, we got to go back to shore. Oh hell yeah!
Now she was a little annoying in that moment because I was like, okay, come on, girl. And she said, well, and he kept saying, well, I'm really feeling like I need to make sure that she's stable. You got a life vest on. You ain't gonna drown.
Hey, you know what? I'm with Ashley. I'm Team Ashley all the way on that shit. Hell, take my motherfucking ass back to shore.
But it was good their honeymoon because she did some things like outside her comfort level for him.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, he sort of went towards her side of, I know she just likes to relax. Why don't we just spend some time together and talk and have a drink or whatever? Though? So it was good, you know?
Yeah, wasn't that
they both compromised.
In the hammock, though.
That was funny.
Yeah. And he was having trouble trying to get up in there.
Yeah.
And I thought, they are so cute, though. I really like this couple. I hope they succeed because I really
like them.
I do, too.
I am really rooting for them.
I do, too.
Me, too.
All okay, right. So who do we want to go to next?
Ooh, Sheila Nate. Damn!
Is that a good damn or?
No.
You sure you don't want to save them till the end?
Yeah, let's save.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let's go to Cody and Danielle.
Cody and Danielle.
Okay.
I feel sorry for Cody. I think he's too young for her. I realize they match them and this and the other, but.
I don't think he's too young.
He's 26 and she's 30.
That's not young. He just looks young.
Yeah, but I mean that's a bit of a difference between.
But I'll tell you what, experience wise. No,
they're not on the same
page.
Thinking level.
But let me tell you why they're not on the same page because I have an opinion about this one.
I think it's going to be my opinion too. Yeah, go ahead.
My opinion is Danielle needs to take a motherfucking break on this. Be a man bullshit.
Yeah.
Why is she keep saying, be a man?
She needs to take a chill pill.
Be a man. Be aggressive. How motherfucking aggressive you want this bitch to be? You want him smacking you upside the head? Girl, what? I mean, every other word out of her mouth is, he needs to take the lead. He needs to be aggressive. I need to feel like I'm with a man. I don't want to feel like I'm the man. Well, fuck. Let the man fucking breathe.
Yeah. Okay.
She was on my nerves from the jump.
This girl is 30 years old. And she is one of those. I'm getting ready to say, she's one of those extreme sports people. You know, she wants those extreme sports experiences, and she's had to do it either alone or with other friends that like that extreme sports shit. And so, as she pointed out, she has a hard time letting go, letting the man be the man, because she's been the man in her life.
Right.
See, that's her issue. But let's go back to the actual wedding.
She gets on my nerves.
Okay.
I still like them. No, I'm sorry. I still like them, but that gets on
my nerves. I like him. I like her, too.
But
I feel kind of bad for Cody because she complained from the get-go. Right.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Cody because I think he's a really nice guy. He's a cute guy. And he's a really nice, wholesome,
decent person. He had a brother, him and his brother signed up together. And they were both hoping to do the journey together, which I was thinking, that would have been a cool thing if married would. At first sight, would have been able to match them both.
However, somebody in the wedding party matched with the brother, and they still together, as far as we know.
Well, it was like one day.
Well, it was one day.
No, they were dating. They're still dating. That's what he had said. They were still dating even after the wedding. They were still dating.
First of all, they weren't dating. It was one night of the wedding they talked. And then the next day when they had the family together for breakfast, they were talking. That was not dating. That's just talking. You can't date someone after meeting. Oh, my goodness.
No. Cody said Cody said that they were still dating and one of, you know, that unfiltered show.
Oh, okay.
Where they, yeah. Uh-huh. Did you remember that?
No, I didn't watch Unfiltered.
Anyway, the Unfiltered show.
Okay, that's what you should have said instead of talking about, right. He said it the next day. Well, yeah, the next day.
The Unfiltered show, his brother and that girl. Brenda girl who was at the wedding are still dating.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So he did find somebody, but just not through the counselors.
Great.
But,
that's good.
That is good.
Yeah. Okay.
They seemed to be compatible because they were both like really gregarious and was having a good time at the wedding and stuff. And they just hit it off. That was one of her bridesmaids and his brother.
I already knew when they were doing the before the wedding interviews, and she kept talking about she needs a man who's assertive, who takes charge, who can be the man. And I was thinking, okay, we're going to have issues. Whoever it is, she's going to have a problem. I already know.
Yeah.
And then he is so easygoing and like, I just, you know, I want to be married and I want to start a family. Da, 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 da. And I had high hopes for them and I still think they could work it out. She's just got to relax that shit.
She's got to relax that. Yeah.
I'm in the middle with them only because they're my least favorite couple.
Ditto.
Yeah.
She is very irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Because every other scene, he's not aggressive enough. I need a man. Like, she's a whiner. Why? And a nagger already.
She wants somebody to kick her ass.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, shit. Something. She keeps saying, oh, and then I know we're skipping, but it's no need to even stay on them for long because it's only this issue. But
I have an issue with him too, though. But go ahead.
The wedding was fine. The issue though is he's trying to take her lead about sex. He wants to have sex with her. He thinks she's cute and sexy. Mm-hmm. She thinks he's cute and sexy, which is good because at least they're attracted to each other.
Yeah.
But during the honeymoon, he's like, I would like to sleep with my wife, but I'm just trying to take the lead and try to do this slow and right the whatever she wants to do. Well, then she come talking about, not to him, but to the camera, you know, I'm ready to take that to the next level, but he needs to make the first move. Right. He needs to be the man and make the move. I'm like, why does the man, what does that have to do with being a man? And
Thank
why
you.
Are you talking? Yeah. I mean, in every you other fucking scene, she's talking about, well, I guess we're not having sex today. Well,
right.
We're not having sex today.
Exactly.
We still haven't had sex. I'm like, well, why don't you tell him that you want to have sex? Because I'm sure he'll be all right. Instead of talking to the effing camera.
Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, like her.
I don't like her.
But don't you think this came up in the interviews that this man, I need a strong man, I need the initiating man.
You know what? Okay, this is what I get from
the
counselors.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
And that is, they pit them together because he owns a gym and she is a fitness person.
Yes.
No,
yes.
He's a dietitian.
But, yeah, a dietitian. But you know what? That ain't enough.
It's
And I also think they pick people knowing their faults and knowing the person will get them out of that, hopefully. So like Anthony and Ashley, they know she's timid. They know she doesn't like to adventure. He does. So maybe he'll pull her out of that.
And he did pull her out.
And he has.
And he did. Yes,
and he
maybe
did.
I think
he
they're
did.
Trying to help the people, not just as a couple, but as people to broaden their effing horizons a little bit. So maybe they picked Cody knowing that he's calm and more of a passive person with her to kind of calm her ass down so that she can learn how to appreciate someone who's not always going to be aggressive like she's talking about.
But she's not the one that's handling it right, because there's a difference in how Anthony and Ashley approach like doing different things or something risky or something they've never tried versus them two, because that whole zip lining.
Oh, that made me angry.
Pissed me off.
Yes.
No. The dinner with the fucking fisheye pissed me off.
Oh, yes.
That pissed me off.
No, well, wait, the zip line was
fart. I thought, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, the zip lining
Why
was fart.
Why is she haunting him. This is supposed Thank to be your you. Husband.
Oh, because That's did you see? To, did you catch what
she
said?
She was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, did you catch what she said? She goes, "I just want to see him get angry. I just want to see what he's going to do."
Yeah.
So I'm kind of teasing him a little bit to see what he's going to
do. Yeah, he should have said, "I'm not eating no fucking fish eye."
I know. I wanted him to say, "No, I'm not eating it."
That's
and went
disgusting.
On and ate the rest of the shit.
But you know what? But you know
his
what?
Plate looked disgusting. It was a whole motherfucking fish with some teeth in it.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
But you know what? That's what I don't like about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, I understand he's really nice.
Polite,
he's grateful to be in this experience. Like, you can tell he's happy he's doing it. But I don't want him to become a yes man. And it's like he's telling her, yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do this. Just so he can appease her. But she's fucking taking advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think
like
Sissay
said, he should have said, no, I'm not eating this fish eye.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Sister A, you were about to say what I was
saying. I was just going to say, wasn't he trying to sort of say that at the end of the episode?
Yes.
That he didn't really feel like he was being himself. He was being somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think he's getting it now.
Yeah.
But the zip line thing was really pissing me off because he told her, I have a fear of heights. Okay.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, well, I don't know. He's not adventurous. Like I told the people, I wanted an adventurous person because I'm adventurous. He's afraid of fucking heights, lady. You can still do adventure without heights.
Yes.
You can do adventure without leaving the ground.
I was disappointed that she wasn't more empathetic with
supportive,
him.
Right.
Yeah.
What if it was a reverse situation?
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever
like
she's afraid of.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she went ahead and put on her little helmet and strapped up
and zip-lined
across. And she just stood on the other end like, well, I hope he make it. If he don't, oh well.
Yeah.
Like she didn't
I'll be over here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, you know, if this is the case, then I'm really going to lose my romantic feelings for him if he can't be more aggressive than a man. Well, how a man can be scared of heights. A man could not want to do things that you want to do, lady, and still be an effing man.
Exactly.
I did find it hilarious, though, and I felt bad for laughing at him. But when she was like, what's, you know, how afraid of you are heights? He's like, well, when they were building the gym, it took me a couple days to get up that
ladder.
I was like, uh-oh.
That was funny.
I mean, you know, but wait a minute. Wasn't that your clue? I mean, because that was his own gym, his own business.
Wasn't that
your clue to be a little more empathetic?
Yep, it was.
I didn't like her for that. That turned me off.
I don't like that either. I'm hoping that she can. Well, she did say at one point, and I don't remember what point it was, but she did say something about, I do need to relax my thought on something. But I don't remember if it was the man thing or the adventure thing or what.
But
I think it was the adventure. At least after the wedding
and during the brunch, their families got along reasonably well.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
Well,
for
we
the
need
last
to let them get along. Yeah, go ahead, Sister J.
Let's get to Sheila
and Nate.
Woo!
Now, first of all, I have to admit, I'm going to admit on the outset, I'm Team Sheila. So, my responses are going to be colored because I'm Team Sheila. Okay?
You're going to be biased.
I'm biased. Here you have a 30-year-old black woman who's very faithful. She's deep in her religion. She's Christian, and she is, you know, trying to be faithful to her beliefs, and wants to get married, and you know, wants to be faithful to her husband, and is very active in the church. Blah 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 blah. Then you got this 25-year-old. In my opinion, immature man child who got a mama who
issues.
Obviously projected her desire for her husband who left her ass onto her son. God damn, I hate that.
Sister J, we ain't doing the GDs.
Don't say it.
Sorry. Anyway, oh, I was so too through. First of all, I can understand.
We need to start all the way back when he told his mom experiment.
Yes.
That's where we need to start.
Two weeks before the wedding.
This woman acted a fool throughout the whole thing, in my opinion.
Like a child.
Yes.
She was ignorant.
I'm thinking, wait a minute.
She acted like somebody stole her man.
Thank you.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean...
But you know what? That's probably what she feel like, because that's how these black mamas do their sons. I'm sorry to say it, black mamas.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but this is how a lot of black mamas.
A lot of them do. A lot of them do.
The ignorant ones. This is how the ignorant ones do.
Their sons for the man that has left their asses.
Yes.
And so they project that shit on their son.
The man ain't left her. He's sitting right there.
They just sit right there.
With
but you know what? Okay.
Ass, first of all.
Okay. Sis, wait a minute. I have to ask this question. Sister K asked me a question when we was watching this that I could not answer. And I want to know what your opinion is. Okay. Why come? The younger brother's living with him, Nate, and not the mama.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boop.
I'm still waiting on that backstory.
Yes. Because
why come?
I mean, is it because? I mean, why?
My guess.
I don't location.
My guess. Is that the brother was living with the mom.
Yep, and he got.
And maybe she put him out.
Yep.
Either she put him out, or he was like, "I can't deal with her."
Right.
And left and moved out.
The second one.
That's
my guess.
And I don't think they got the same daddy. So maybe the daddy that...
I don't think so either.
The daddy that was at the wedding is not his daddy, because why wouldn't he, you know, go to his daddy?
No, I don't. I think they have different dads.
Yeah.
I think so too, see.
Okay. And
that has not been made clear in this show. You notice that?
Well, no, because they don't
Well, I'm hoping when Sheila sits down with the brother that she's the one who starts asking some questions.
Thank you.
Why are you living with us?
Yeah. Tell me it's straight.
Yeah, I wanted to know that too.
Because I think Sheila's the type of person, she'll get down to the bottom of it.
Well, because Sheila is so... because Sheila's family is so close and so steeped in the church, and they like to be helpful to the community and one another. Then, of course, when he told her, he was afraid to tell her, "Well, my brother lives with us, so he gonna be living with us," you know.
Now, and do you think he told her at the right time?
I think he should have probably told her sooner, but. You know, when he told her, though, on their honeymoon, she was accepting of it because she is family oriented. But Sheila's family is very supportive and you know, everything. I don't.
Oh, boy. She all right? Sister Jay.
Oh, she had to.
Oh, no. Where you at?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, his family, we don't know what the fuck going on with that.
I'm laughing because I don't know where they got these ghetto folk from.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
no.
Well, no, his whole family isn't ghetto. It's his dad.
It's his dad.
Oh, his daddy was so fucking ghetto. It was just...
Wait a minute. What's up with his daddy's hair?
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. I was like, wait a minute. He took. First of all, he was wearing that Kango hat throughout the whole wedding.
He
was wearing it backwards, too.
And then when he took that nasty hat off, he has a little bitty patch of hair that's like, what, 4 or 5 inches long?
Wait a minute. And it looks pressed.
Oh my God, come on now.
Oh my God.
Just shave it off, dude.
Wait, and the thing is, Sister A is right. The rest of his head is perfectly shaved.
It is. Oh my God.
And lotioned and lotioned up and shiny. But he had that one patch.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Okay.
This fool was ignorant from jump.
Let's go back to jump. When they matched these two mother. These two people.
Tell us how you really feel.
Right.
Okay. When the counselors was talking, I thought, oh, she's a cute girl. Oh, I hope they match her with somebody good. She's 30 years old and blah, blah. Then they go match her with this 25-year-old mama boy just because he's religious. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He is too fucking immature for her. That's my opinion. Yeah. He is too immature for her.
He's too, not even just for her. I think he's too immature to be married, period.
To be married, period. Yeah.
He's got some things to work on.
Yeah. Not for a woman who is 30 years old, has been waiting to be married because she believes in the Christian concept of
I wouldn't say that.
But anyway,
she was not waiting for a husband to get have sex and all that stuff. No.
Well, that's true.
Was not. So I don't know why you keep saying faithful. No, she wasn't doing all that. But I agree that he seems like he's got a little bit of more playing to do.
No, he's too immature
in the world. Although I do think she could use some more playfulness to her, because I feel like I do feel like she was a little bit too serious about a few things.
I agree.
Her honeymoon.
No.
Well, she was overwhelmed.
But I disagree completely.
I think she could have handled it a little bit.
I wish the motherfucker would say, okay, wait a minute. No one, I don't want to be tipped in the motherfucking ocean or a lake or whatever. And he said, okay, we're going to go riding on this little whatever they call it.
Jet ski.
And then you already know the bitch is scared.
And that's
your wife. And then you're gonna, because of your immature motherfucking ass, gonna go 80 miles an hour and dump everybody off. Oh, hell no. I'd be mad too.
Okay, I think she overreacted.
She did.
Because it's a jet ski. You don't go 20 miles an hour on a jet ski.
No. Thank you,
Ellen. Come on
now. The paddle boat.
Thank you, Ellen.
And it's not like he put her on a jet ski by herself. All she had to do was hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. If you don't want to get wet in the water, don't go on the ocean. You're going to fall off.
Oh, yeah.
And she too salty for that. I'm like, okay. She kept saying, well, he's too much for me. He's too high energy.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
He's in the Bahamas. He's having fun. Okay. Why don't you have fun?
She's too uptight.
We done skipped the whole wedding and the whole...
I know.
Well, go ahead.
Let's go back to the wedding.
Let's get to the mama and the ignorant daddy.
That wedding, oh my God.
Isn't her daddy a minister or something?
Yes.
Yes.
I think he's the pastor. Okay. And she stood out there in the hall way too long.
Well, they make them do that. They make them do that.
No, but she was having they made it look like she was having second thoughts.
I think she was having second thoughts.
But you know what, you guys? They did that to all of them. Because that Anthony guy was like, where is she at? They do that to all of them.
But she was having second thoughts, though, for real.
Okay, but the bottom line is this. The mama was acting a motherfucking fool.
She was acting.
I just need some time with this. I just don't know. I don't agree. This ain't you getting married. This is your son.
Well, right? Okay. The part that I really, really, really pissed me off was that motherfucking brunch. Oh, my God.
No, that was the wedding reception.
No, that was the brunch the after the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I got pissed at first at the wedding reception.
Me too. I did too.
With the speeches?
With the dad. Well, the dad was passing.
Oh, yeah.
That is so bad.
And then he talking about, oh, I'm just kidding. What the fuck?
Yo, daddy, he liked the church. He was talking about her daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I forgot about that part. Yeah.
That was not cool.
That was so inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
And then when they had that brunch and that motherfucking mama is trying to get all the attention. And I agree with Nate when he said, look, this is my day. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing all this? This is my day.
And I'm glad he stood up for her.
This is the thing, she's my queen now.
I like Nate, though. I do like Nate. But when his mama said, but wait, listen, his mama said, am I still your motherfucking queen? And I was like, who?
You know what?
Lady, who was that? And I loved it when he said, no, she is my queen now. She comes first.
Queen now. Yep.
I like that about him.
I like that too.
I really liked him at that moment. I really did. Yeah.
See,
I said,
I don't think
good.
That he's too.
Put your mama in her proper place.
Yes.
I don't
Can you
think
believe
that he's a bad...
she would even say that?
Yes, because I know some people like that.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, I know.
Embarrassing. Like, she should be embarrassed.
Who are you, King Henry?
That was awful. But one minute. You know what? What does Sister A just say?
Think he is.
Oh my
King
God.
King Henry.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That was good. See? She be slipping them zingers.
She be slipping that shit in.
Thank you. I'm here all night.
Oh my gosh.
I was just going to say, quick, before we move on to the honeymoon and stuff. I don't think that Nate is immature and as far as being able to handle him being 25 and her being 30. What I think he's not quite ready for marriage, though.
I think.
But I think that he's going to try to make a go of it. I think he has the right priorities because he done told his mama. Now, if he can stand there in front of everybody and tell his mama, nope, you ain't my queen, then I have respect for him that he's really going to try to do what he needs to do. Now, in my opinion, I know you don't think so, but in my opinion, they match them together because of their faith, their beliefs in Christianity, but also to pull her old side-ass eyes out of her funk that she gets into and to maybe temper him a little bit. But she ain't feeling that.
You're right. And she's just too uptight. She's too serious.
Yeah.
She needs to let loose, have a little fun. And at the same time, he needs to know when it's time to have fun
and
when
serious.
It's time to be serious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank yeah. You. They just need to read each other better.
They do.
I mean, that whole ping pong thing. I mean, he was a total dick.
He
Thank
was.
You.
But we know.
Yes. Yes.
Well.
Thank you.
No.
He could you. Not.
I don't think so.
To her.
I
Y'all
don't
haven't
think
played
it.
Games with Sister J yet, so that's that's what happens when you play with Sister J.
Well, in my opinion, Nate was totally wrong. First of all, I felt so bad for Sheila when she was trying to tell him, I have never, ever found anyone who would love me even when I was in one of my moods, because I could identify with that because simply because I'm a strong personality and a Scorpio, then I can understand what she's talking about. Because, as long as you're nice and smiley and everything, everything's hunky-dory. But you have to accept a person exactly how they are. Hush! Let me finish. And as soon as she showed how hurt she was by whatever, what did Nate do? He even dug the knife further. He said to her exactly what he knew would hurt her, and that is, I don't want to be married. Yep. That's what he said to her. Yep. Yeah, I identify with her. He is too fucking immature for her. Now, they may go ahead and stay married and stuff, but oh, he's going to have to check that shit. Because the first thing he did when he was mad because she didn't want to hold his hand and this, that, and the other, and he felt, what did he say? Disrespected. And he said the one thing that he knew would get her after having talked to her for 7 days. And that is, I don't want to be married. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
I agree. That was a cheap shot. He did say that out of anger.
It was a cutting shot. Just like
it was. Yeah, it was a cutting shot.
It was a cutting shot. But that doesn't mean that that cannot be salvaged and that she doesn't have an issue.
Right.
Her issue. Now, wait, this is what I was going to ask.
She needs to acknowledge.
Yes.
To me, she overreacted. I didn't think he was that much of a dick during the ping pong game.
Oh, I thought he was
a If you either. Are a yeah. person who plays
I
games.
I thought he was a total dick.
I don't think so, I mean, because, okay. Well, then I'm going to be a total dick at the spades tournament then, because.
Yeah, thank you, Ellen. No, Sister. No, I don't know why Sister J is saying that, because she the main one that, she's just like that fool. If she loses, then everybody else is cheating and motherfuckers.
See?
So, I mean, I don't understand why she's even saying that.
But I mean, they just met.
But this is the whole point that Sister
K just got married.
That is, I don't lose. Oh. Bring it on.
Oh, yes, you do. Boy. But when you do lose, you give up and quit because you ain't losing.
My
thing is, if you're gonna play a game, and if you're a natural competitive person like he is, he's very competitive. You play a game to win. You don't play a game just to lose.
Yeah, but you don't get all attitude like, okay, well, let's go on and play another game then. And
that's just talking shit during the game.
She should just talk shit back to him.
It's just like she said, oh, as long as your motherfucking ass was winning, you would, hey, you know, it was fine. But because she beat his ass the first
Sister
time.
Sister A and Sister LM, remember this conversation.
In a game.
LM and A, remember this conversation because you will see it. I'm not talking out my ass. This is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I believe you.
Okay, so
why are y'all going to be talking out your ass when I beat your ass?
See? No, okay, so at the reunion,
but when she
if
loses,
if I call you Nate, then you
gonna
know why.
Yeah, and I'm gonna call your ass,
Ellen.
I'm gonna call your ass, Nate, and say, Nate, get on up. Get your ass come. Zombie Scotty, come on in.
Okay, now, ladies, not Sister J for a minute. Did all either right. of you, LM and A, think that when she was telling that story, did you feel like she was talking about depression? Because that's how I took it. Like, she's
which
like
which story that she about has, her getting in moods.
Yeah, when she was talking about, you know I'm not easy to deal with, but sometimes I wake up and I just want to be me and I want to just be okay with me. I'm like, is she a depressive person? Is this just her? Is she battling with this?
Yeah, I don't know what exactly she was talking about.
I felt like it was she talking about being depressed.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Like not feeling herself sometimes.
And like not
like a lot
knowing,
of the time, maybe.
Yeah, which is what a depressed people that battle depression feel like they're not themselves and they can't get out of it and they don't know how. And even when they try, they can't.
Maybe a lot of women feel that way once a month.
Because maybe he can help her out of those moods.
But my point is that when you are letting something like getting dunked in the fucking ocean, because you're in a fucking ocean, you're going to get wet. Or somebody being too competitive or whatever, and you're just going to be down in the dumps and say, and I get it, and you're pissed, you don't want to hold people's hands, I get that part. But even when they went to do the horse riding, and she was all looking down in the mouth, answering questions, I'm like, girl, well then why didn't you just stay in the fucking hotel then?
Yeah.
I mean, they both need to try harder. She needs to try to be more upbeat, and not take things so seriously. And
upbeat.
He needs to take it down a notch, I think, with her. In the beginning, at least, you know, until they get to know each other better.
I think that he acknowledges what he needs to change. She does not.
Gotcha.
He apologized. He know what he said cut her and really, really hurt her. He apologized. And I think his apology was sincere.
Yeah, I do too. Now, when she
but it's like she wasn't even trying to hear him. And then she just got so frustrated, she walked off. Walking away and then being in your little mood by yourself is not going to help.
Now, when she was telling her story about, I did like it when she was saying, you know, I've tried to convince people that I'm worth it and I'm here and I, you know, for the love, but I refuse to convince my husband of the same thing. Now, I got that part, but instead of her saying, okay, we need to figure out a way to move forward because I know you don't like to be, you like to be upbeat and happy all the time, but sometimes I'm not. And I want someone who can be serious when I need to be serious. You know, they got to figure out a way to work through that or else they're just not going to make it.
Exactly. And it's tough. That's a tough thing to do. Yeah.
Especially when they haven't been with each other long.
Yes.
Well, this is another issue. That's just what I was going to say.
Yeah, we got to get to this marriage stuff. Consummating the marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do y'all think
about this?
I think it has an effect on the couples, and we see that.
Yes.
Whether they consummate their marriage right away or they don't. But I've watched other seasons of Married at First Sight, and for whatever reason, it's like the black couples always consummate way fast, and it just doesn't work, and they get divorced.
Really?
I knew that they were going to go first.
Yep.
Because I think he had a strong drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was like, oh, I bet they're going to go pretty quick.
She wanted to, though.
She did.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She did.
But do you think she changed after that?
No, I mean...
I think she's probably going to take a step back.
She changed because I'll tell you why. Because she said, well, I still didn't have an orgasm, but it was still great.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. He still never had an orgasm.
Exactly.
Lord, yeah.
They're not going to stay married.
I know.
No, they're not.
They're not.
I don't think so either. Nope.
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think Danielle and Cody are either.
I don't think so either.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't consummate, just for people that are listening.
Right.
Right.
Because she never spoke up.
Right.
Yeah.
They haven't yet. Anyway.
Anthony and Ashley did.
Our fave couple did.
Yes.
Yeah.
After a few days.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
And that was so cute. She's like, it's time to turn the camera off.
Yes.
He was like, why?
You can't document this.
Why?
He was like, oh, let me turn that camera off then. Let me hurry up. That was cute. Well, I'm hopeful. I mean, I don't think that they'll stay together, but I'm hopeful that they can work something out because I do think they match them for a reason. I do think that all the couples can be good couples if they're not so stuck in their ways about what they're thinking they want and they mess up something.
Yeah.
Like that, that Danielle, she's going to mess that up if she keeps talking about the man.
Yeah,
she is.
And even though I do like Sheila, and I don't see that it's just all Nate's fault. I think it's a two-way thing. And if they're able to compromise a little bit, and she's able to compromise along with him, then I think that they could make something work out of that.
I think she needs to find somebody else. He's an immature mama's boy. And as soon as they get back to where
I don't think whatever he's a mama's city boy, they're,
yeah, he, whatever.
I don't think he's a mama's whatever boy
city they live in.
Up to his mom.
Yep, he sure did.
Yeah, well,
two
a
times.
Mama's boy would have been like, "Oh, you still my queen?"
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
He's got mama issues.
He's got mama.
Maybe not a mama's boy. Yeah.
The mama got issues.
Thank you.
And the mama and the daddy got
and the daddy.
His little patch of hair.
I don't think they're gonna stay married.
Patch of hair.
That's too bad.
Yes, it is too bad.
That's too bad. Because it's a very good show. It's very interesting to see how they work through, how people work through all this stuff. It's been very interesting to watch this show.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys been watching the Married at First Sight renewal or whatever that spinoff is?
Oh,
with the two
Second Chances.
I watched maybe one, but I haven't kept up with
it. Because I was like, who are these people? Click.
They're from last season.
Yeah, they're from last year. I watched that season.
I did too.
I did watch last season, but I didn't recognize these people.
I didn't like him last season, so I'm not bothering to watch this spinoff.
Mm. Oh, you didn't like David, the David guy?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Who was he?
I did like, he was married to the girl with dark hair who just did not like him at all.
Oh.
She didn't like him from the minute
she saw him down the aisle.
Yeah.
She didn't find him attractive?
No.
No.
That was her main.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that was the, oh, they didn't make it past the honeymoon, right?
No, they made it all the way to the
end. No, they made it.
Oh.
That was the other couple with blonde, she had blonde hair and he had like a beard. That guy was whiny, but no, David was the one, and Ashley, she had dark hair. She was going to school for nursing or something.
Okay.
And he was the salesperson.
He had the dogs?
No, she had a dog.
I think they're the ones, they didn't even move together, or did she?
No, they moved together.
Well, was he the one that lived in the bus?
No.
My question is, if you didn't like a person when you saw him coming down the aisle, why would you go ahead and get married?
Because that's what they signed
up. That's what they have to do.
And all you gotta do is say no.
No,
I think they sign a contract.
But they have to do it and then go through 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And then she just said she didn't want to stay married. So it's given him another chance, and they bring in all these other people to date them and see if they can find love with new people. And then there was a girl named, remember her name, Laura something, a black woman who married this guy who he obviously wasn't ready either. He was like a little player. And so they're giving her a chance to find new guys to get together with and find love. So I haven't been able to watch it, but I thought it was interesting that they were having them to come back.
I don't think I'd do it the second time.
Well, no, they're not getting married at first sight. They get to date, like kind of like The Bachelor. So they get to pick out of like 50 people, however many people, whittle it down to 20, and then go on a bunch of dates with them. It's kind of like The Bachelor, but not The Bachelor. So it's not married at first sight. It's just that they get a chance to reconnect and find love. Speaking of The Bachelor, did y'all notice that The Bachelorette is a black woman this year?
Yeah, I see the ad.
The very first time ever.
Nice.
And I don't watch the show, but I'm going to be watching this.
When does it start?
And so is the new Miss America.
Oh.
Yeah.
The new Miss America is a black woman from Washington, D.C.
Okay. Boy.
She's very pretty. And she's a bioscientist. Works for the government. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wicked smart.
Yep. Pretty and smart.
Yep. So anyway, so The Bachelor is actually from Dallas, The Bachelorette.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And do you know her? No.
No.
No. There's about 3.5 million people in the Dallas metroplex. No, we don't know this black
woman. Just checking.
Sister Jay always says there's 3 million people in Dallas. I think there's like 10 million people in Dallas.
It might be 4 million by now, because Toyota just opened up their new plant facility. So it's a whole bunch of them.
Anyway, so that's going to be a very interesting show. So I'm going to be watching, I think.
Oh, well, you go ahead. Yep. I'm not.
I'm going to
let us know if it's worth watching.
Yeah, let us know because I'm not watching.
I mean, I never watched that damn show, but I figure, hell, I have to watch it because I got to see what they're going to do.
I used to watch it back in the day, but
really?
I haven't watched it in a while now.
Okay.
Only like the first few seasons. I've never watched
kind of shows, but this particular one, though, I did, you know, watch it because Sister K said watch it, and it is pretty interesting, though, this Marriage at First Sight.
Did I tell you to watch it? I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh. I think you're making that shit up.
No, because you know I don't watch this shit.
And now they're going to be moving in with each other.
I'm sci-fi all the way. So I know that's going
to
be
back to reality.
But to me, the most interesting part is that they're going to be back in their cities where their families are.
Yeah.
So I predict a lot of family interaction and interference.
Especially with Ashley's sister.
I think so. Yes. Yeah.
Look out.
And Nate's mama. I don't care what she said at dinner. But she's going to be up in there.
Yeah, you're right.
And who knows what the dynamic is going to be with Sheila and Nate's brother.
I know.
I mean, that's a big grown ass man.
He is.
But he's only like 17 or 18.
Right. Yeah, but he's still a big school, grown ass man.
No, I think he's out of school.
He's out of school? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think he's
I thought he was doing some classes or something.
I think he's going to college.
College.
Okay. Yeah, but see, we're going to see.
Are they even going to make it to move in with each other?
I don't know. I think they probably will for the show. You know what I mean?
They will.
Yeah.
But
I mean, she's got once she gets out of it, her being upset and realizes, I think she'll
be back with her family nearby and stuff.
Yeah, she's just one of those people that when she gets upset, she don't want nobody joking with her, doing all this other.
She don't want nobody bothering her. Just leave me alone.
Let her be and get over it. And then
I can identify with that because that's the way I am. Just get the fuck out my face.
Now, do you think, because she called the pastor, one of the experts, do you think he gave her the right advice?
What did he even tell her? I know that when she told him.
He told her.
He was upset that Nate said that. He didn't want to stay married. He said, oh, that was not called for. That is not right. But he also told her to be open and to be in the moment and not let things get her down.
And what he told her was, okay, look, so you value your marriage and being married? She said, yes. He said, then you have to forgive.
Yeah.
That's what he told her.
Yes, because she kept saying, he said that. He said that. Why did he say that? He said that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what the show wants to show you. What the preview showed is as they're driving back to wherever, and I forget where they live.
Chicago.
Okay, Chicago. You know, they're holding hands in the car and they're talking. Yep. So, she obviously forgave his ass.
Right. But I hope she's not one of those women who they get into an argument and she brings it up.
Yeah. Hey, now, LM, you already know she going to be that kind of woman.
Oh, jeez.
You know she going to be that kind of woman.
LM's like, oh, Lord.
Right.
You already know she going to be it. I predict she's going to be it. Yeah.
And if she's always dumpty, humpty, dumpty, I wouldn't want to stay married to her ass either.
No. Exactly.
I'm pulling for Ashley and Anthony. I think they'll be the only one standing.
Yeah, unfortunately so.
I think so.
I think so.
Many babies.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they are so cute.
They are.
And they seem to really care for one another, but they also seem to mutually respect one another. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And respect each other's feelings and thoughts and stuff. Yeah.
So in true after show fashion, Sister Jay, will you continue to watch this throughout the whole season? We always talk about, are we going to continue watching or are we not?
Right.
I will.
Yay!
Because I do want to see which ones actually make it.
Okay.
And I hope Ashley and Anthony actually make it.
Yeah, we got that. Sister
A. Yes. You said that. Will I continue watching?
Yes. Till the end of the season. Till the end of the season.
Oh.
I was gonna say,
she sure is hesitating.
Right?
I'm trying to keep you guessing. No, of course I will.
That worked.
Okay.
And I'm Sister in. Ellen.
I am in.
Okay.
I agree.
And Sister K?
I'm in too.
Okay.
I'm in too. I want to see this bull. This stuff take shape. I want to see the shenanigans that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know there's going to be some shenanigans.
You know they're going to be. You know they're going to be.
But yeah. I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good. So we might have to come back with another after show once the season's over and talk about the predictions.
Let people know what happened.
Yeah. We'll see if our predictions came true and what we think about what happened.
Okay, so what's the thought of whatever?
TPQ.
It's time for the
thought-provoking question.
But maybe before the TPQ, we should have a bit of a break.
Yes, let's have a break for a sponsor.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so back to our TPQs.
All right. So I randomly pick it. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
If you could eliminate one thing from your life today, what would it be?
Whoa.
The need to work.
Okay.
The need to work to make money.
Okay.
Is good that an answer? I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
I mean, I like to work, but I don't want to work doing what I'm working doing and still make money.
Or you don't want to work because you have to work.
Yeah, I want to work doing something I like to do and still be able to live, maintain my life.
Okay, Sister A.
Okay, so this is completely random, but it's that time of the season when the seasons change and the weather gets a little bit warmer. I would like to eliminate any kind of creatures in my home.
Ooh, amen to that, Sister A.
For the rest of my life.
Ooh, that's a better answer.
The other night, after we recorded American Gods,
Lord.
My husband had gone to sleep.
Oh, no.
And so I came up into the bedroom and I looked up over my side of the bed, and there was, no joking, at least a 1-inch big spider above my bed.
Oh,
side.
Shit.
Yes.
No. Oh, no.
Did you wake Mr. A up?
Did you wake Mr. A up?
No, I didn't.
What?
I know. Usually he's the one that I make get rid of all the pests.
Yes.
But what I did was I got like 4 Kleenex and I climbed onto the bed on my side of the bed as he's sleeping on the other side. And
He must sleep pretty heavy.
He does. He does.
You didn't put gloves on first?
You squished it with Kleenex?
Yes. 4
you
Kleenex.
Didn't drench it. You didn't drench it or...
Wait. You're not that scared of bugs then.
Oh my God. I am scared of bugs, but what am I going to do? I got to get rid of it.
A broom, something that's the long handle. You don't have to get up on.
No.
First, you have to drown it in 409.
No.
Yes.
Even if you're going to squish it, because I've squished bugs with Kleenex too.
No.
But I put on gloves first.
No gloves.
Thick gloves.
I
can't even squish them first because
I can't squish
them,
period.
I know. That's the worst. No. I know.
Ew.
But I can't 409 over my bed.
Yeah,
when you put
true.
Gloves, you hey, let me tell you, when you put those Playtex gloves on that you wash dishes with and you squish them, you don't feel a shit. Then you put them in the toilet and flush them.
Yep. Oh, well, that's what I did. So I get up on the squeaky ass bed, I squish this mofo, and I run in and flush the damn thing down the toilet.
That's right. That's right.
You have a squeaky bed?
It's squeaky. Oh, my God.
It's so annoying.
I would put some gloves on first, though.
Most people who are scared of bugs can't kill them like that. They have to kill it with a book.
It had to be
or
done.
A broom or something that's long distance.
It has to. I don't like it either, but it has to be done.
No, Mr. A would have had to get up. I'm sorry.
No, you know what I'm thinking today?
I'd have had to wake his ass up. Sorry, boo. I'm sorry, boo, but you got to get up. I'm sorry you got to go to work tomorrow, but I got an issue. I need you to kill this motherfucker over my bed.
This is what I think it was.
What?
We all know how serious Sister A is about her sleep.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm going to kill this motherfucking spider and go back to bed.
Oh, yeah. That's probably it.
Oh, my God.
That is so true. You know what? She said, oh, no, this motherfucker ain't getting me out of my sleep.
I'm already past my bedtime.
Yeah, she was way past her bedtime.
I was.
Was this on pub night or was this on the other night?
Yes, this was pub night.
Oh, shit. Oh. She was tipsy and tired.
That's right. Y'all had me up late.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And wait, it really wasn't that late. It was like 10:30 here. What is like 10:30?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So that's right, the answer though, to my question. To your question.
Oh, Lord.
I want to be critter free.
I want to change my answer. I'll take A for 200, Phil. Sister A's answer for 200.
Okay. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Okay. Sister J.
Sister J.
Okay. What was the question?
If you could eliminate one thing from your life today, what would it be?
Oh, Lord, I know exactly what it would be.
Ooh.
It would be the motherfucker commute I do every day.
Ooh,
I would. Hey,
is the commute?
You know what? I love my job, the actual job I do. But if I could have a driver that could drive me down the highway or the tollway in Dallas, drop me off in the front of my building, I go into work, and you pick me up when I get off and drive me home. That'd be great.
Is it a long commute or is it just like traffic?
It's an hour commute. Yeah.
Each way?
Yeah, one way.
That's
every
a
day.
Lot. That's Ooh. A lot.
So it's one way going and one way coming back.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
This traffic in Dallas ain't no joke.
I see.
And wait a minute. And they just imported a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
You said already.
From California, Kentucky, and was somewhere else for the new Toyota plant. So it's going to be more traffic.
Oh, goodness.
It's not just Toyota. There's a whole bunch of companies building. But
it's a whole bunch of companies that are in the Dallas area, Northeast Texas area, that are locating here because the weather's nice, taxes are good, and housing is cheap.
Yeah.
And it's big housing. You get an actual fucking yard.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah. Anyway. That's what I would do.
That's a good one, too.
That's good.
That's my number.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
I need a driver.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be perfect. Have a driver. You could read.
I know it. Have a driver.
Yes.
And say, please take me home.
I wouldn't even be reading. I'd be asleep.
Thank you. I'd be napping.
I'd be taking my after work nap.
Okay.
Yeah, you could just do whatever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
podcast in there.
Yeah,
you really could podcast in the car.
That's true.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
So, Sister LM, what would you eliminate?
Yeah.
Ooh. I have two. I have two answers, but I'll pick the. Let's see.
Give us both. Give us both.
Give you both. Well, one is kind of obvious. I would eliminate migraines.
Oh, yes.
That's obvious.
Yes.
For you.
That's an easy one, yeah.
Yes. But my second one is I would eliminate mornings. Like, every day should start at, like, 10 or 11.
What?
Ooh, that'd be great.
I hate mornings.
What?
Yeah.
What? I hate mornings.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I can vote for that.
What time do you get up mornings. In the morning?
I get up at between 7 and 7:30.
Oh, you baby.
But wait a minute. Don't you got to be at work by 8?
8:30, but I never get there on time.
No, she doesn't.
I get up at 5 o'clock every
5
morning.
5 o'clock. I get up at 5:15 usually.
5 o'clock every morning.
I am still
And I have to leave
snoring.
The house by 6:30.
You are spoiled. I had to leave the house by 6:30. Yeah. Just to make.
I don't mind mornings. I'm more of a morning person than an evening person, I think.
Ooh, I'm a night person.
I'm a night person. I'm so much more productive at night.
I am too.
Me too.
I'm really productive in the evening hours. And I don't know why. But I always have been, though. Even as a kid, though. I mean, I always have been. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's bad to be a night person when you can't sleep in the morning.
Like, yeah,
you can't sleep
true.
Past a certain time.
Yeah, you still got to get up.
Yeah, I got to get up. Yeah. But then I can go back to sleep, but I usually don't go back to sleep. Mm. So I'm just up.
See, you wouldn't have that issue if there was no such thing as morning.
But you have to have mornings to be able to have a day.
Right.
You got to have your job, though. Hey.
That was a good
question, though.
That was a
job
good question.
Job says you got to be here at X hours, right. So hey.
Well, see, if I didn't have to go to a job to make a living, then that would eliminate my morning problem.
Exactly.
It would.
I could get up at 6.
Exactly.
And then take my nap at 9 or whatever.
Shoot, I'd get up at noon every day.
Right?
If I didn't have to work.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd be up till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm just more productive in the evening.
Yeah.
That's a good TPQ, Sister Evelyn.
Very good. That was a good one.
Very good. Well, Sister Speak Nation, we hope you enjoyed this edition of After Show, talking about Married at First Sight and our TPQ. If you would like to send some feedback, if you guys are watching Married at First Sight or have another show you'd like us to talk about, you can send your feedback to ssaftershow@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 972-755-1215 or speakpipe.com/sisterspeak and send us that feedback for the next time.
Yep.
We are on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast. We have a wonderful Facebook group called Sister Speak Nation.
Yay!
And we are also on Twitter. I'm at _SisterK.
I'm at _SisterJ.
At Literary Marine.
And at AKS IBS.
You can find all of our podcasts on our website at sisterspeakproductions.com. And also just a quick reminder about our Sister Speak Family Reunion, which is going to be taking place in June on the 29th at the Hotel Indigo in Nashville. And then on the 30th, we are going to be attending the Con of Thrones, also in Nashville.
Yeah.
And
we
have our very first panel conversation. Very excited.
Yes.
So you'll have to come and see the sisters on that. And then we'll be there the rest of the weekend enjoying our Sister Speak Nation and the Con of Thrones. Very, very excited. About that. So if you would like to attend the Sister Speak Family Reunion, you can get your tickets at sisterspeakproductions.com/register and get your tickets now. Also, for those in the nation who need a little assistance with a ticket to the reunion, because maybe you don't have the funds, or maybe you're spending your funds on the trip and you don't want to spend extra funds for a ticket, we have some very generous family members who have donated a little bit of coin so that others can attend the reunion. We're going to have a drawing. So get us an email by May 19th, midnight. And let us know that you would like to be in the drawing for a free ticket. We will make that drawing on the 20th and let you know that you've won and give you instructions then on how to register. So send us an email at sisterspeak@gmail.com for the chance to win a free ticket to the reunion. So again, send us that email and we will let y'all know if you have won on the 20th. I think that's it. That's all our particulars. That is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister J.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time. Bye.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ra.
I'm out.